This is Radio Nepal. I am Tika Prasad Khadka with news. The headlines first. Prime Minister Dahal, CPN UML Chair Oli, and Unified Socialist Chair Nepal discuss contemporary political developments. Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda directs CPN Mao Center lawmakers to defend recently presented budget for upcoming fiscal year. Government forms a study committee to search and investigate fixed assets of Tiruvan University. And at least 24 people die in eastern India as temperatures recently soar. Now the news in detail. Top three leaders of the ruling alliance today held discussion on contemporary political developments. The meeting was held between Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda, CPN UML Chair KP Sharma Oli, and Unified Socialist Chair Madhav Kumar Nepal. In the meeting that took place at the office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers in Simadarbar today, the three leaders discussed the country's recent political developments. The top leaders of the ruling alliance are also said to have discussed regarding CPN Unified Socialist Chair Madhav Kumar Nepal's participation in the meeting called by the main opposition party Nepali Congress President Sher Bahadur Deuba. Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda says there will not be change in the existing power equation. Addressing a meeting of the CPN Mao Center's parliamentary party in Simadarbar today, Prime Minister Dahal urged all not to cast doubts and presumptions over the political meetings of the leaders of the parties in the ruling coalition. Responding to the questions the lawmakers put over leader Madhav Kumar Nepal attending a meeting of the opposition parties, the Prime Minister clarified that political parties' leaders' meeting is or that does not make any difference to the ruling coalition. On a different note, Prime Minister Dahal said that the budget for the upcoming fiscal year had been presented in the parliament according to the people's expectations. He also directed the CPN Mao Center lawmakers to defend the budget and actively participate in the discussions on the budget. Likewise, Finance Minister Barsamaan Poon informed the meeting that the budget includes the suggestions given by the party and the aspirations of the people. The government has decided to form a study committee under the leadership of former Secretary Sarada Prasad Trital to search and investigate the land, buildings and other fixed assets in the name of Tiruvan University in the Kathmandu Valley. Unveiling the decisions of yesterday's cabinet meeting, Government Spokesperson and Communication Minister Rekha Sharma informed that a committee had been formed to study the collection, preservation, use and management of immovable assets, including land, buildings and other properties in the name of Tiruvan University, and submit a solid report. Similarly, the Council of Ministers also decided to approve the Memorandum of Understanding between Nepal and China regarding seismic research and to give authorization to sign the Memorandum of Understanding. The International Relations Committee of the House of Representatives has passed the Archives Preservation First Amendment Bill. Committee Chairperson Rajkishore Adav said that the bill designed to amend Archives Preservation Act was unanimously passed after completing the clause-wise deliberation. Now the report of the bill endorsed from the National Assembly would be presented in the House of Representatives. This news comes to you from Didi Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Sada khana 100 rupaya, mutton khana 200 rupaya. Oi, mobile ko data pani hamile chalako menu anusar mahango ra sasto parnu parne hoina ra.
Hunchani Mitra, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Viber, WhatsApp jasta samajik sanjalharu matrai chalaune ho bhane Nepal Telecom ma asadhyai sasto mulya ma social media data pack paincha. Teli nai majale chalaune.
Star 1415 dial garnuhos.
Nepal Telecom, Rashtrako Sanchar.
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. The Federalism Enablement and National Concerns Committee of the National Assembly has called for measures to mitigate climate change impacts to protect the existence of mountainous region. at a discussion on impacts of climate change in mountainous region and measures to mitigate. At the parliamentary committee today, speakers stressed the need for taking efforts to save mountains from the crisis caused by climate change. On the occasion, committee chairperson Sonam Gyaljan Sherpa called on three-tier governments for taking initiatives to lessen problems created by climate change in the mountainous region. Minister for Communication and Information Technology Rekha Sharma has expressed her commitment to take initiatives to make new communication laws inclusive. Speaking at an interaction on mass media and inclusion organized by the National Dalit Journalist in Kathmandu today, Minister Sharma expressed her commitment to formulate new laws on mass communication, media council and social media with inclusive approaches. You are listening to Radio Nepal JPM English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. At least 24 people died of suspected heat stroke in India's eastern state of Bihar and Odisha on Thursday. According to the Reuters news agency, a total of 14 people died in Bihar on Thursday, including 10 people involved in organizing the seven-phase national elections that are currently underway. The deaths of 10 people were also reported in the Gopan Hospital in Odisha's Rourkela region on Thursday. The Odisha government has advised against outdoor activities between 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. when temperatures peak. Likewise, three people died of suspected heat stroke in Jharkhand state neighboring Bihar. Delhi also recorded its first heat-related death this week and is facing an acute water shortage. U.S. President Joe Biden has given Ukraine permission to use American-supplied weapons to strike targets in Russia, but only near the Kharkiv region. The BBC has quoted U.S. officials as saying that President Biden's team had been directed to ensure Ukraine was able to use U.S. weapons for counterfire purposes to hit back at Russian forces hitting them or preparing to hit them. Russian forces have made gains in the Kharkiv region in the recent weeks after a surprise offensive in the area close to the border with Russia. The U.S. official also told the BBC that their policy with respect to prohibiting the use of army tactical missile system or long-range strikes inside Russia has not changed. Similarly, on Friday, Ukrainian officials said that three people had been killed and 16 injured in Russian shelling of a residential building in a suburb of Kharkiv city. The UK earlier signaled that it was open to an easing of restrictions on how Ukraine could use weapons supplied by the West. Now the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in Kosi Province, Madhya Province, Bagmati Province and Gundaki Province, and partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder, lightning and gusty wind is also likely to occur at a few places of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister Dahal Yamalchar Oli and Unified Socialist Chair Nepal discuss contemporary political developments. Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda directs CP and Mao Center lawmakers to defend recently presented budget for upcoming fiscal year. Government forms a study committee to search and investigate fixed assets of Tribhuvan University. And at least 24 people die in eastern India as temperatures recently soar. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal. For this hour, please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.